BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120. Or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon, and welcome to 1250 Sports Talk. Another beautiful day here in Central Kentucky, Wednesday, April 26th. Thank you for joining us here on 1250 Sports Talk. I am Action Jackson Reams here with my father, Rick Reams, the duo that has been here for last week a lot of the time, and then 3 days this week. Hopefully we'll have Greg Horn back for our final day on Friday. If you didn't hear, this is the last week of Sports Talk, so we just want to take even more time to thank everyone out there for listening to us, whether it's on podcasts or live, and interacting with us over the years through Facebook, Twitter, and even phone calls from time to time. I just really appreciate all that you all have provided for us. Our sponsor of the day today is BurgerFi here in Lexington, a great location over by the Fayette Mall movie theaters, and then adding another location down off Avenue of Champions next to Memorial Coliseum. And even have one up in Cincinnati now. BurgerFi is a really scrumptious place to eat. The Reams family really loves it and would encourage you to go out there, get some burger, fries, onion rings, whatever you want to do, and enjoy yourself and thank them for being a sponsor of 1250 Sports Talk. Since it is Wildcat Wednesday, we have Tony Delk of the SEC Network and former Kentucky great on for our final segment of the day. He's got some training he has to do, but will join us afterwards. So up until then, we're going to discuss what is going on in the sports world. Biggest thing being right now is this massive firing that ESPN has decided to go with today. Sounds like it's going to be almost 100 or more employees that are going to be fired, and it's really across the board, some on TV, some just reporters for the online section, and even three that we've had here on 1250 Sports Talk.
Yeah, it's been a rough day for those people. I don't know if they had any idea it was coming. From some of the tweets that I'm reading, it doesn't sound like they knew it was. But like you said, Jackson, you know, some of the bigger names are Trent Dilfer, Dana O'Neill, C.L. Brown, Eamon Brennan. Like you said, that have been on this show. I think C.L. Brown said he was in Madrid, Spain, and got a text asking him if his job was safe. He had no idea what that even meant, and he came to find out his job wasn't safe. So I'm not sure exactly how many employees they have, but they fired over 100 today, and it sounds like this may not be the end of it. You and I were talking earlier. I don't know if, you know, Kaylee Hartung, I don't know if she kind of got word of this, and that's why she went to CNN or not, but these are some of your brethren, Jackson. This is a tough day.
Well, it's not great news for me. I mean, I'm already trying to look for a next thing after 1250 50 Sports Talk. Now all of these people, they're obviously much higher, and they'll find something very quickly. But I'm not the only one out there right now looking for stuff. We do send out special thoughts to Dana O'Neill, Iman Brennan, and C.L. Brown because they have been on the show before. They're all college basketball writers for ESPN.com, and they all did bang-up jobs. I'm sure they will find new areas to really enhance their skills. But as I noticed a lot of other journalists pointing out, looks like they really fired the journalists and kept on the people with, like, crazy ideals, such as Stephen A. Smith, who they're paying $3 million a year to be on TV and talk out of his butt.
Yeah, I don't really understand the concept of what ESPN is going towards. You know, they have all these shows where it's just basically debating. They're just arguing that the 6 o'clock Sports Center. I don't get that at all. I don't understand that concept with those two people who I don't know who they are. But in the same sense, you know, I think they're grasping at straws. I think ESPN has forgotten what got them where it was, and that was just the sports. Bob Lee said it very well today on the end of his show, just that, you know, he feels sorry for the people and hopes they do well, and thoughts and prayers are with them, and that's what we can say also. But I'm with you, Jackson. I'd assume they get rid of some of the people that are just the, as I call them, the mouth of the South, and just start having some regular people come on and talk about sports. But, you know, I guess you have to go with what you think is going to sell, but I think they're going to find out pretty quickly. They may have gotten rid of the wrong people. One guy that I really liked that they got rid of today was Danny Cannell. I really enjoyed hearing him talking on. He had a radio show actually with Ryan Rosillo, who they said they're going to cut back his job, and also Hannah Storm, who does a lot, the dramatic decrease. It's going to be interesting to see because, as we were talking about earlier, I don't think this is done yet. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen to the high echelon people. Is anything going to happen? I mean, I don't consider Stephen A. Smith that, but he makes $3 million a year. So I guess his job is safe, but I don't know about the rest of them.
Well, it seems like these days ESPN has really become a sinking ship. This is not the first round of firings that they've done. This is maybe the most firings at one time, though, that we've seen from them recently. And like you said, probably not finished. So lots of changes coming to the self-proclaimed worldwide leader in sports. And that'll be something to watch for in the future. Also happening today, the Cincinnati Reds. Like I said, I had to get on the bandwagon when things were good, and man, things have not been good these last couple of weeks. The Reds got swept by the Brewers, again getting just punched in the mouth, 9-4, so they've lost 3 in a row. They've lost 11 of 14, and now have lost 4 series in a row. No longer do I have to talk about the Reds being in first place in the NL Central, because that's not a thing anymore as they continue to have the bottom fall out from underneath them. I got on it early. I think that was the best I could have done.
Yeah, I appreciate your fact that you even when you said it earlier, this isn't going to last, but I'm going to enjoy it while it's here. But I tried to tell you, this is going to happen. This is the Reds. This is what the Reds do. So, but it's amazing. And it's also truly, though, Jackson, all joking aside, it is amazing the number of pitchers they have on the disabled list. You know, you just can't. You can't bring up lower-level pitchers into the major league. On another note, I had a patient in today that was telling me, which I did not hear this, that a perfect game was thrown last night at Legends Stadium, or Legends Park or Field or whatever they call it.
For the Legends?
But it wasn't for the Legends. It was against the Legends. He said it was the first. This gentleman is probably in his 80s, and he said he had never seen a perfect game before, and he said he'd never really seen a perfect game in a bench-clearing brawl in the same game. Apparently one of the players from the Green Jackets, I think is who it was that was in town, hit a home run. They were up 7-0. This guy hit a home run. As he came around home, he, on purpose, knocked into the Legends catcher, who the Legends catcher apparently just decked this guy, and it just opened up. But, you know, maybe the Reds need to look at this pitcher. The Reds, wasn't there in their system, farm system, threw a perfect game also?
Yeah, they had a guy in Double-A Pensacola throw one over the weekend. You actually have Bubba Watson is a partial owner of that team,
right?
I believe. So he posted congratulations. And the Reds have young guys who are coming up. But right now, like you said, lots of injuries. starting pitchers this week have gone 11 innings pitched and given up 22 runs, so that's not going to win you any games. And the Brewers themselves have just really found their offensive abilities when they're playing the Cincinnati Reds. They are 6-1 against Cincinnati. That includes winning 3 of 4 in Cincinnati just about or to start this losing streak, actually. And they have scored 53 runs against the Reds, only giving up 26. And Eric Thames, this guy is the Brewers' first baseman. Now, set this up, about 3 or 4 years ago, he was cut by the Houston Astros, went to Korea, and came back, and apparently he's Superman now. He has hit 11 home runs, 8 against the Reds. By the way, no one else in Major League Baseball has even hit 8 home runs total, and he's hit 8 against the Reds. And I got to assume this guy is on steroids, but he has been tested 3 times now, twice during the season and once in spring training. And so maybe he actually has just found something in Korea that made him become the Superman that he is now.
I was going to say, I think it may be called something that we don't test for in Korea.
It's possible
that they have made, but wow, what an unbelievable stat. You know, you hear about people getting on tears, but it doesn't usually involve this long and that many home runs and everything else. But, you know, I'm guessing Sports Talk in Milwaukee right now are going on and on like with the Brewers, like you did with the Reds, because the Brewers are usually terrible also. So, you know, I noticed the Cubs are starting to come back around. I have watched about probably 3 total innings of Major League Baseball right now. I watch it a little later on as it gets a little deeper in the summer. But as you said, Jackson, you know what, in all fun, just enjoy the Reds when you can. Don't take them too seriously when they lose. Don't take them real seriously when they win, but enjoy the time you can get with them.
Well, to be fair, since you're super negative, they are a team on the up. I mean, they're a young team. They're restarting in a lot of different positions. They've had 8 different guys make major league debuts, and a lot of teams last season, I believe, didn't even have 8 total for the whole year make major league debuts. And so in 22 games, the Reds have already had that many guys. There's a lot of up and still to do guys who haven't been seen yet, who haven't really gotten a shot yet. I'm not saying the Reds are going to do it this year, but I do think it was important for them to get started over, and it looks like they've committed to it fully. We'll be right back after this break. When we return, we're going to talk about Cam Johnson, the Pittsburgh grad transfer who is on campus right now at Kentucky. The baseball team and the softball team are in action. And more when we return. Action Jackson Reams, my dad Rick Reams, on this Wildcat Wednesday on AM 1250 WLRT 1250 Sports Talk.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. He'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has 2 locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC. Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, second segment of the day here with Action Jackson Reams and my dad Rick Reams. It is a Wildcat Wednesday here today on Sports Talk, brought to you by Lexington's Burger Fi, one location over by the Fayette Mall movie theaters, and another coming down off Avenue of Champions by Memorial Coliseum. Check them out for any kind of burger desire you may have. They've got fantastic food over there, really delicious, and we thank them for being a sponsor of 1250 Sports Talk. In our last segment, stay tuned, Tony Delk of SEC Network will be on with us. Of course, he is a former great Kentucky basketball player as well, so we're going to have a lot of Kentucky basketball to talk with him. Speaking of the basketball Cats, right now on campus is Pittsburgh grad transfer Cam Johnson. It's lots of positive vibes for this guy, a guy that you and I have discussed, a guy that Greg and I have discussed. Seems like everyone agrees he would be a monumental pickup for Kentucky, especially due to the experience he could bring in, having been at 3 years at Pittsburgh before he would come into Kentucky. If he came to UK, he would have 2 years of eligibility left. And sounds like there's a lot of good reasons that this union may come together between UK and Cam Johnson. A lot of connections between the program, Coach Cal, and Johnson himself.
Yeah, Cam Johnson is from Cal's hometown, Moon Township, Pennsylvania. His dad went to Pitt right around the time Cal was an assistant there, and his brother went to Cal's alma mater, Clarion, who's I'm very impressed you came up with. I couldn't come up with that, and played basketball. Plus the fact that you said this is his only visit. I'm really excited about this guy. I hope we can get him in here. Like you said, if nothing else, just for the experience he has, playing Pitt. Pitt played, they always play a tough schedule. I'm not sure. I'm guessing that he and Kevin Stallings maybe didn't see eye to eye. I don't know why he's leaving. I'm also not sure why he has 2 years of eligibility left, but I'm not going to argue that point. That's even better to have the kid here 2 years, maybe 1 year and go pro. I don't know if he's that good.
And I can answer both of those questions for you. First of all, the reason that Johnson has a second year is because he injured himself in his freshman season and redshirted. So he is a redshirt sophomore, even though he graduated in 3 years from Pittsburgh. I do believe it probably has a lot to do with Kevin Stallings that he is heading out of Pittsburgh. To be fair, Cam Johnson did not come to Pittsburgh to play for Kevin Stallings. He came to play for Jamie Dixon, who is now at TCU. And so I think that, you know, you have a new coach. Maybe he gave it one try, gave him a year, graduated, now has a chance to really take the next step and play at a higher level. And so I'm sure that has a lot to do with why he is going to look at other schools. Now, Kyle Tucker of SEC Country talked to three national analysts, and two of those guys predicted that Cam Johnson would choose Kentucky. Those two being Jerry Meyer of 247 and Evan Daniels of Scout. The only one who did not predict that is Jeff Borzello of ESPN, who said he would choose Arizona for Cam Johnson if he had to, because of the connection apparently between Sean Miller and Johnson's family. Johnson averaged about 11.9 points per game last year for Pittsburgh. shot just around 40% from three, and that could be monumental. Even had a 26-point effort against Syracuse, not this past ACC tournament, but back in 2016. So he has shown an ability to really score, and I think that it's worth discussing, too, the fact that Coach Cal, just like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, went off on grad transfers. But I think this is a very, very different situation, and that would be why John Calipari is so into this player. Also, by what he could bring to the table if he's able to be here for 2 years and add a veteran presence.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jackson, this is a even more strange thing just because of the fact he's come from Pitt. Most of your grad transfers come from a smaller school and go to a, you know, bigger school. And that's the same thing happening here. But Pitt is not your right state or something like that that you normally get these players from. So, you know, I'm excited to hear that he's on campus. I would think that since this is the only visit, his hope is that at the end of this visit, an offer would come. Maybe that's just me with my blue glasses on, but I'm hoping that's the case with him. I also noticed earlier that our newer one.
It's just pronounced Jamal Baker.
Okay, Jamal
Baker. It's not spelled Jamal, but it is pronounced Jamal.
But I noticed, and I like this, that he said that he is – underestimated, or that he is just taken for
overlooked,
yeah, whatever you want to say. But I like that in a kid. I like for a kid to say, okay, I'm going to prove them wrong. So, you know, I think there's a lot of good things going on. You know, the key is what's going to happen to Diallo, if he's going to come back or whatever. One thing, Jackson, that I just saw, it says that the NBA announced that 182 early entry players, included 137 college players, have declared, and there's only two rounds and there's only 60 picks. So if you do the math, if you're kind of outside of that top echelon, there's really no reason to stay in the draft.
I think I definitely agree with you. Now, I'm sure that Hamidou Diallo would be picked in those 60 picks. It's just a question of where in those 60 picks would probably be the biggest thing. I also had that stat written down, and just found it really interesting that over two-thirds of those guys will not be drafted, and a lot of them may not even be signed to D-League deals. So, question, because I saw someone else say, stop the craziness, allow them to go straight to the NBA from high school. Do you think that it would solve the issue of all these guys declaring early? Because to me, I think that would present another issue of guys declaring straight for the NBA who can't make it in the NBA.
Yeah, I think you would open up a whole different can of worms, and that is, at least with this way, these kids get at least 1 year of college, which makes a difference. But you're right. You're going to have kids that coming out from high school that say, I'm going to the NBA with not a shot of use, like you said, not even making the D-League, questionable overseas. But, you know, let's be honest with you. Do you want an 18-year-old kid going to China to play basketball? I don't want my children to do that. So I just think I just think that there's kids that are being – told misinformation by whoever it may be, their parents, their agents, or just whoever. But, you know, Jackson, you and I do this every year, and I hate this. You and I watch the draft every year, that first round, the kids that are invited to the green room that sit through there, and they don't get drafted until the second round, late in the second round. And, I mean, it's just terrible. And I even told you, I said, even if you were going to be – I knew you were going to be a number 10 pick, I would tell you not to go to that just because so that wouldn't happen. But, yeah, I'm in agreement with you, Jackson. I just don't know why there's that many kids out there that think they're going to find a spot on a roster that already is full, other than the draft players. I don't know what they're thinking.
It's really, I think it is quite the epidemic, and I think it brings up a good point that people need to discuss about what is the issue, and I'm not sure the issue is the one-and-done rule at all. I think they've got to figure something out, and we'll see if they do it in the future. While we're on basketball, Mark Smith will declare tonight, 7 p.m. from Illinois. He's the four-star shooting guard, Mr. Illinois. Have a feeling he's going to choose the Illini. Looks like every major analyst that has put in a prediction lately has said he will go to the Illini. And as long as Kentucky gets Cam Johnson, I don't think it's a miss for them whatsoever if they don't get Mark Smith. Also want to mention that Bam Adebayo has announced his signing tour. He will be going around for 6 days, not quite an entire week, starting this Friday, April 28th. He will be at three Wildcat warehouses, one in Somerset, one in Glasgow, one in Owensboro. a couple of malls, the Tin Roof, and then eventually he'll end up at All Sports in Lexington next Wednesday, May 3rd, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And if you would like to find more information about where he would be, I would check out his Twitter page, and I would give you that handle, but I don't think I actually have it. Oh, there it is. It's at Bam1of1. The number one of one, just in case you want to go see Bam. And I'm sure allow him to get the same support that some of those other guys did when they declared for the draft. That's going to pretty much do it for this segment. We got one more segment of just myself, Action Jackson, my dad, Rick Reams, before Tony Delk of the SEC Network joins us in our final segment. In the next segment, we're going to discuss the baseball team a little bit and the softball team, both in action. And then the NBA playoffs. What happened last night? Who plays tonight? All that and more when we return on 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah, must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120. Or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Action Jackson Reams, my dad Rick Reams, with you here today for our third segment. In our next segment, we're going to have Tony Delk of the SEC Network and former Kentucky basketball great. So stick around with us. We'll go for about 9 minutes here in this segment before we get Tony on the line and talk plenty of UK basketball with him in our next segment. A couple of UK notes that we need to get to because they are very relevant right now. First of all, the UK softball team in action as we speak. They are 18th ranked in the country, playing against Tennessee Martin today, and that is at Tennessee Martin. But kind of a cool note, the reason I believe they are doing that is because Megan Prince is from that. That's her hometown. And so she will get the start down there, hopefully get another win. Kentucky won at Eastern Kentucky last night, 5-0, and improved to 31-13. They'll host the number 4 Texas A&M Aggies for their final home series this coming weekend, and just continue to be impressed with the success that Rachel Lawson has had each and every year, and doing it this year without a super dominant pitcher like Kelsey Nunley, who had been really the superstar of the past 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, they seem like they're hitting their stride at the right time. They're on an uptick. They had the sweep at Missouri this past week. And then, like you said, the game yesterday with Eastern, today UT Martin. You know, they're going to step up in a whole nother level when they Texas A&M comes in number four. You know, Jackson, amazing thing I heard the other day about the SEC softball is there's a chance that every SEC team will make the NCAA tournament or however that works, which is just an unbelievable stat. Because you think about it, you usually have your top tier teams are really good, your middle teams are okay, and your bottom dwellers are really bad. But I think the NCAA is looking at what an impressive league we have. So even the bottom teams, although their SEC records are not great, they are looked at as being good teams, but it's just they play in a tough conference. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see.
It's an unbelievably tough conference. No team in the SEC is under 500 on the season overall record. About halfway down, you start to have the under 500 conference records. But let's see, there's only three teams in the league that don't have 30 wins yet on the season. Two of those teams, Arkansas and South Carolina, are just a couple of wins away. Arkansas at 29, South Carolina at 28. And no team in the league has more than 21 losses, which is what 27 and 21 Missouri is sitting at right now. Just incredible. The top three in the conference all have 40 wins apiece, that being 44-3 Florida, 40-5 Texas A&M, and 41-6 Tennessee. And Auburn and Alabama sitting right there, 39 wins and 38 wins, respectively. Just an incredibly tough conference. Kentucky still sitting right in the middle. They are 9-9 in the league and tied with LSU for the sixth spot in the conference.
Yeah, I've just, you know, people ask me, why don't you watch Major League Baseball at the very beginning? And one reason is this, because I love to watch women's softball, especially when they get into the regional and sub-regional and all that stuff. It's a lot of fun to watch. I would never be able to hit the ball, but I would just like to stand up there one time and see how fast that pitch comes. You know, one of the teams that's kind of been the surprise over the past couple of years is Auburn. They used to be kind of the bottom dweller of the SEC, but I think Auburn decided, they went out, you told me, I can't remember where their coach came from, Arizona State.
Yep.
And hired that coach, and he has turned that program around very, very quickly. In fact, I think they may have a winning record over Alabama this year, which never used to happen, but it's a lot of fun to watch. So if y'all have never taken the time to watch any women's softball, you may roll your eyes, but I tell you what, it's a fast game, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, moving over to the baseball side, the sixth-ranked Kentucky Baseball Cats will host Xavier tonight, 7 p.m. at Cliff Hagan Stadium. If you like to go out, I believe that it was just $5 admission for adults when we went the other day. It'll also be on SEC Network if you would like to check that out. Kentucky's fifth straight home game, but it'll be the last one of their home stand. They are 19-3 at Cliff Hagan Stadium, and they have a pivotal three-game series coming up this weekend against number 21 South Carolina. Kentucky leads the SEC East with a 12-6 record, and South Carolina is tied for third with Vanderbilt at 9-9 in the conference. So all the wins Kentucky can get at this point really important, because D1 Baseball just released a projected NCAA tournament field, included Kentucky as the sixth overall seed, which I believe, and we've already seen, I'm not great at predicting things about college baseball. For sure, they would get to host a regional at home. They might, as a national seed, get to host a super regional as well, which would be monumental because they have been so very good at home.
Yeah, that would be the ideal situation, would be for them to be able to host both of those. You know, Jackson, you have to look at it, as you said, with a 19-3 home record, you have to think that they would have a shot of getting into the College World Series, which, I mean, who would have ever thought? You know, a couple of years ago, we had our softball team get into the Women's College World Series. But, you know, we've talked about this. I've harped on this. But, I mean, this team has come out of nowhere. Let's hope they can keep it going. Let's hope the pitching will stand up. You know, South Carolina was a team, what, 4 or 5 years ago? They won it, and they almost won back-to-back and everything. So they're going into a lion's den there in Columbia this weekend. But, again, you just have to be impressed with what's going on. And like you said, if they can keep this up where they can at least host, I think you just gives you a slugger's chance to keep on going.
Absolutely. Like I said, first pitch, 7 p.m. on the SEC Network or down at Cliff Hagen Stadium if you would like to catch it. Move over to the NBA as the playoffs have continued to roll on. Andrew Harrison's Grizzlies last night went to San Antonio and took an L, 116-103. That means that San Antonio now leads that series 3-2. Andrew Harrison played 23 minutes, which is the second most on the team. Went 4-for-7 from the field, had 9 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 steal. Just incredible the kind of impact that this kid has been able to make when this time last year he was sitting at home having just completed a D-League season, and now he's a very usable starter for the Memphis Grizzlies.
He's one of those kids that you have to look at and say, well, that's why they go pro. They spend their time in the D League and then they go ahead and get on a roster. But, you know, I think it's great. I'm still surprised. I thought Aaron would be the one that would hook on with an NBA team. And since that hasn't happened, but yeah, it was a great performance 2 games ago with his defense and everything. So he's just, you know, who would have ever thought you would consider Andrew an offensive threat, but right now they show him hitting threes, he's hitting his free throws, he's driving to the basket, he's playing defense. So I think the greatest thing is that, you know, that he's getting the second most minutes on that team.
Then the Thunder season came to an end last night. Russell Westbrook puts up 47 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists in his final game, but the Rockets still win 105-99. That ends the season for Enes Kanter, who only got 3 minutes off the bench last night. Not a great way for his season to end. And then the Utah Jazz, something I really enjoy because I hate the Los Angeles Clippers, went into Los Angeles and took the win 96-92, take a pivotal 3-2 lead in that series. Trey Lyles, yet again, did not play for the Utah Jazz. Shelvin Mack from Lexington also did not log any minutes for the Jazz. They have really started to narrow down that rotation. And then tonight, all games from the East, you have the Hawks and the Wizards back in Washington, D.C. That game starting in about 19 minutes over on TNT. Series all tied up at 2. John Wall trying to lead his team into the next round. And then after that, at 8:30 p.m. on TNT, another series that's been a lot of fun, all tied up at 2-2, the Boston Celtics and the Chicago Bulls. Rajon Rondo is out, but he was apparently trying his hardest to play, even had his cast taken off, but sounds like he still could have a chance of making it to game 6. And incredible, the grittiness of that guy, regardless of what you think of him as a person. He was fined $25,000 for trying to trip a Celtic on the bench the other day.
Oh, he would never do that. He even said he would never do that. But, you know, they did say that. I didn't realize he has an injured ligament in his wrist also. It's just not his thumb. But it, folks, if you've not seen John Wall play in these playoffs, he is just a man on a mission. Fun to watch also. Is that Isaiah Thomas on the Celtics?
Yes.
He is just an amazing little guy that can do amazing things. So, again, I'm not a big NBA guy, but when they start getting the playoffs, especially when these games are 2-2, 3-2, it's fun to watch. One thing I will say, Jackson, is funny. Russell Westbrook was spouting off about no one could guard him. He scored 40-whatever points. And one of the guys that did guard him said, yeah, but it took 37 shots to do that. So, you know, interesting. But, hey, the Houston goes on, and they're done, Oklahoma City.
That's right. We'll be right back after this break. It's going to be our final segment of the day. We will have our Wildcat on with us, Tony Delk of the SEC Network and the former basketball player for Kentucky. So stick with us through this commercial break. We'll be right back in about 2.5 minutes on 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to 1250 Sports Talk. Action Jackson Reams hosting today with my father, Rick Reams. It is a Wildcat Wednesday brought to you by BurgerFi here in Lexington, one location over by the Fayette Mall movie theaters, and the other coming down off Avenue of Champions by Memorial Coliseum very soon. Check them out and really enjoy the food over there. So I would suggest you to head on out there. Thank them for being the sponsor of these Wildcat Wednesdays here on 1250 Sports Talk. Right now on the phone, joined by former Kentucky great and current SEC Network analyst Tony Delk. Tony, it's been a little while since we've talked to you, so we're putting a lot of hope here in you. You are our final Wildcat Wednesday guest, so thanks for all the time that you've come on and spent with us, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys calling, helping me out with the basketball camp that I basketball AU term I finished doing 2 weeks ago, so everything went well, and I'm happy to be back on the show again, and you guys have been good to me all year.
Well, we're glad to hear that AAU tournament went well for you. Saw that it was just a couple of weeks ago, and so congratulations on getting that accomplished. I want to jump right into it, but the first thing I want to ask you about is not Kentucky basketball. It would be the NBA, and it's playoff time of year. Gets even the casual NBA fans like myself and my father to watch these games. Just wondering how much you have been invested in these NBA playoffs.
Well, I've been invested as soon as I get done training my kids. I get home around 7 o'clock and kind of watch the pregame show. And it's been some good series. I know the Golden State Warriors ended fast, and I wasn't surprised, you know, with how they were picking at the end of the season, especially when Kevin Durant got hurt. I think they won about 13 or 14 games in a row. And he also gave Steph Curry a chance to get back to his MVP form. And, the Boston Chicago series was interesting until Rondo got hurt. And that actually got a little bit more interesting after he got hurt. And just that series alone, the best team to me in the series is so different, NBA and college basketball, is that the best team or the better team is going to win the series. They're going to win. The better team is going to win 4 out of 7 games if it goes that many games. But, it's just an exciting time of year for all those fans who have their 16 remaining teams, actually 14 now, but when you get to this point of the season, it's the most exciting one of the season for me.
It definitely is, and like I said, it gets us casual fans even to pay attention. A lot of these games mean everything to these guys, and it's been fun to watch those. Great doubleheader tonight with the Hawks-Wizards and then the Bulls-Celtics, both of those series all tied up at 2 for anyone out there who would like to take a look and watch them. Tony, it had been a rough early in the week for Kentucky fans, early Monday and late Sunday night even. First of all, you found out that Hamidou Diallo, the shooting guard, who a lot of people were hoping would just completely ignore the NBA draft and return to school next year, said that he is going to put his name into the draft but not hire an agent. I've heard a lot of different takes, and the one that I agree with most is just that I think the kid did what was smartest for him. And so the first question is, do you believe that is the same thing, that this was the best decision for Diallo?
Well, absolutely. It doesn't hurt anything. As long as you don't hire an agent, I mean, you just want to put your name out there with a bunch of other underclassmen that have also put their name in a hat. And, you just want to go and try out and see where you project to be at, and GMs, and as well as some of these coaches that are not in the playoffs, you know, they'll get a chance to kind of gauge where these guys are at. So, I mean, I think it's great for college basketball, and especially for a guy like Hamidou. I got a chance to coach last year. And it was funny. I got a chance to coach him and Coach Cal in an actual game. It was an unarmed Elite 24 game, and it just depends on where his stock is at. You know, they might not get a chance to coach the kid. But at the end of the day, you know, all kids, especially the ones that have been coming to Kentucky, it's their lifelong dream to play the NBA. And if that opportunity presents itself and a GM, or you really just need one team to like you. And if that team has a early draft pick or even a late draft pick, and they said they might, you know, they might select you, I mean, you can't blame the kid for trying to live his lifelong dream.
Tony, this is Rick, and it just came out that Draft Express has him going number 33 in their new mock draft, and that would be the third pick of the second round. You've been in the NBA. You know this a lot better than I do. Is that worth going into the draft for? Is it better to come back and go a little higher next year, hopefully?
Well, I looked at the 2018 draft, and I think they had him like a 13 or 14, which puts them right into the lottery pick. And I always tell kids, families, and, you know, we can't speak for someone's financial situation. But if I got a chance to be a lock, first round, making millions of dollars draft pick, and me possibly going to second round, I'm going to wait about another year to get those millions of dollars instead of just gambling and trying to be maybe a late first round, early second round when there's no guarantee. I'd rather go with guaranteed money and wait another year to get the money, because if you've already waited this long anyway, so why not wait another year and be a guaranteed first round draft pick instead of just trying to go out and maybe possibly a late first round, early second round? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, Tony, you have a unique perspective having coached Hamidou, and we've heard a lot about him as Kentucky fans, but really haven't gotten to see the kid. Heard he was an explosive finisher, just an athlete all around, great defender, but a lot of questions about his shooting ability, just something that was probably something he would need to work on. But how important could he be to Kentucky next year if he did come back to school with a team that is going to have to replace almost 81 points per game?
Well, I think you said it best. He's a he's an NBA elite athlete, and you know, from an explosive standpoint, you know, definitely has to work on his handles, being able to handle in traffic. Shot has to get better. I mean, there's a lot of flaws in almost every one game. I mean, unless you're at that elite level where you have time to kind of work on your craft a lot more. And Hamidou, like I said, is a really good kid. He's an exciting, explosive player. But, you know, of course he has to work on his shot. I mean, it's a lot different going from high school to college, where high school, the game is easy. When you're a superior athlete, you can get to the hole anytime you get ready. But, you know, when you get to college, when there's a zone or a team or a coach takes your strength away from you and say, hey, he's a really good driver, we're going to make him become a shooter. And then you have to knock down an outside shot. So the scouting report are going to be a lot different in college. So he has to work on a lot of different things in this game. But from an athletic standpoint, you know, he brings a player that can defend his position, really good in transition. In the half court, he will get better because Coach Cal and that coaching staff will challenge him. So his shot will improve.
Tony, I want to go kind of with your career, and you give us some expertise on this. You know, you're talking about the difference between the high school and the college game. Let's go that next step, the difference between the college and the pro game. What are these kids that are declaring early that are going to be drafted? What are they going to find that's different, or is there a huge difference, or what's the big difference in that next step you make up in class?
Well, the next step is you're at your highest level. And with that highest level, you're going against men, and men who are, you know, feeding their family. So this is how they provide for their family. This is their livelihood. So it's not like when you're in college where, you know, your room and board is paid for, you get per diem, it's fun, you get to be around your teammates. When you get to the NBA, these guys have family. So my closest teammates were always my college teammates, because I played with those guys for 3 and 4 years. You know, we all had the one mission in mind, and We're always thinking about, you know, just going to class, having fun, traveling together. But, you know, when you get to the NBA, it becomes a man's league, and these guys are going to bring it every night. So even if that guy's the eighth or ninth player on the team, he's a pretty good player. So you don't have – you have the luxury of maybe going against one or two really good players once or twice a week or maybe a few times a month. But NBA, you got to go against the best every night, and then you add another 40 to 50 games on top of that. So your motor has to be ready, your focus has to be ready, and your body has to be in the best shape it's ever been in your whole life.
Tony, going back to your expertise yet again, just keep hitting that well. We talked about earlier in the show between the two of us the fact that 182 total guys have enrolled or have made themselves eligible for this NBA draft. It includes 137 from the college level. And our discussion, based on someone I had seen, said stop the insanity and allow them to go straight to the NBA from high school. Do you think that would help this when they have, you know, 137 guys from college declaring for 60 positions? Or do you think it's going to happen, you know, kind of regardless of what level you're allowed to jump from?
Well, I think it would help the NBA brand. And it wouldn't hurt college if guys stayed at least 2 or 3 years. And I know most people will say, well, you know, if you're, you know, and we can't compare everybody to LeBron, Kobe, and Kevin Garnett. What about all the guys who came out of high school that didn't make it? You know, we never talk about those guys. We always talk about the ones who made it. Oh, the LeBron James, oh, Kobe Bryant, oh, Kevin Garnett. But there are a number of guys that came out of high school that we don't even know even existed. And even some of the guys that come out early as 1 year, 2 years, it don't mean they're able to stay on that level, because what's going to happen is that you're going to go against the best players each and every year, and they draft players every year. So if you don't have that dog, that fight, that determination to sustain it year in and year after year, is that it doesn't become – NBA doesn't become your career. You're going to find yourself in the D-League or going overseas. So it's the most competitive league, that even if guys go from high school, are they ready – just to skip straight to the high, to the NBA level, because you can't compare this. LeBron is that one in a lifetime, in a decade kind of player. You know, we can look back at some great players, but LeBron was a special player. I mean, with the body, just the size, and just how he's dominating right now in his 13th to 14th year in the NBA, and it's like this guy hasn't lost a step. So let's stop comparing high school players to LeBron.
I absolutely agree with you. I said earlier that I thought, you know, once the high school, if it was opened back up, you may see even more guys declare for the draft than should be declaring, and that could be an epidemic of all of its own. But finally, for our last question here, you know, Bam Adebayo also made the announcement that he will 100% sign with an agent and not be back to Kentucky. I don't think that's a surprise to a lot of people, but there were definitely those holding out hope he would return to school. What kind of player do you think Bam Adebayo can be at the next level if he makes it to the NBA and can contribute?
I really like Bam's game, but what Bam showed is what a lot of GMs and scouts look at, and that's improvement and also potential. His shot got better. He became a better rebounder outside of his area. He started staying out of foul trouble, although that North Carolina game was a little shaky. Don't get me started on that officiating, but he showed gradual improvement throughout the year. And with that body, he'll have a lot more time to work on that 14 to 15 foot shot, you know, which will have to be something he will have to definitely add to his game. He probably would never be a 35 to 40% 3-point shooter, but you know, you have to be comfortable in your own skin and know what you do well. You know, he could be an elite rebounder, a really good defender, and a guy that can make a shot 14, 18 foot. And he can have a long career. You know, he don't have to try to be a 3-point shooter right now. I wouldn't even mess with that. Dwight Howard made a lot of money, probably over $200 million, just dunking the ball around the basket and having a nice little hook. So hopefully he can learn from what Dwight Howard did well and how he made all his money and just add that to his game, that little 14 to 15 foot shot. And I think Bam will be, he'll be a player that played in the NBA for many, many years.
Well, Tony, that'll do it for our show today. We really appreciate all the time you've given us over this past year or so, and good luck to you with your future endeavors, including at the SEC Network. We'll look forward to continuing to watch you.
Thank you, and I wish you guys well as you venture off and do something even better than what y'all did on radio.
Well, thank you very much, sir. We'll talk to you again in the future, hopefully. All right, that was Tony Delk of the SEC Network. It's going to do it for our show today. We will be back tomorrow. Myself and my father, Rick Reams, will have one more show, the two of us. And then Friday will be our last show. So make sure you don't miss us the rest of the week. 1250 Sports Talk right here on AM 1250 WLRT.